David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here, and we are heading for trouble. We're looking at securities and situations that are less than ideal for average investors and steering you clear. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where we're joined each week by David Trainer, the head of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes something dangerous? Well, it's usually something that looks good at the surface. You can examine it at surface level and come to the conclusion.
You are so good looking.
Yeah. But, David, well, they don't examine things from the top down the way most people do. Instead, they dig down at the bottom and they ask a basic question.
Not as attractive as I think I am?
Oh, yes, it is definitely possible. And if they find out that something is misleading, that the picture from the bottom up is different from the top down, well, then something is dangerous, and it makes their most dangerous list, or it makes the danger zone. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So no matter what we say here today, if you want more information, you should be able to get it at their website. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The Securities and Exchange Commission.
Danger, danger.
The Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. That's not a ticker symbol. That's an acronym. But the SEC, well, Lord knows, they can do a lot of things that create trouble for others. Why do you see danger currently in the situation for the SEC?
Well, our reasoning is very different from a CEO of a large company who's had some controversial run-ins with the SEC here recently. We're specifically talking about protection for the average investor. The SEC is announcing that they want to raise the minimum level of market cap that requires companies to disclose the results of the audits of their internal controls. In other words, the SEC proposal will raise from $75 million to $250 million the minimum where companies have to tell you what the auditors say about their internal controls. So effectively, around 1,000 additional companies can avoid this disclosure. And Chuck, this one's pretty simple. How many executives would you have faith in if they did not actually have anybody review the internal accounting controls for their company?
Not many.
Yeah. If they are doing it, is there any reason why they shouldn't disclose it?
No. No corporate executive, unless they have a fiscal reason, like I need to disclose something that's going to make us more money, is going to go beyond the minimum that they have to do for disclosure.
Right. But, you know, look, as a small business owner myself, I have people check my accounting. I don't have time. If I'm going to be good at running my business, I don't have time to run all the accounting. I need somebody else to go through and do that kind of thing. And that, of course, is 100 times more important for larger, bigger, more sophisticated companies, right? So the whole idea here is you're telling us we're not going to require people to disclose whether or not they do something that they ought to be doing regardless of what their disclosure practices are or ought to be. It's a joke, right? It's a totally joke. And I had the same discussion a lot of times with the Financial Accounting Standards Board. When we would discuss, when I was a part of their investor advisory committee, we'd discuss certain disclosures for what the companies ought to make. And they'd say, well, you know, the company's pushing back. They're saying it's going to be too much work for them to have to disclose this. And I said, wait a second. You mean to tell me that they're trying to run their business without understanding what's going on here? They say, well, I don't know if they're saying that. Well, I think that's what they're saying, because if they are doing the work to track what's going on, whether it's internal accounting controls or whether it's derivatives exposure, right? Well, then they should have no problems just turning that over to the public. But if they're not doing that work, if they're running their business without paying attention to internal accounting controls or to their derivative exposure, I need to know that too, because that means these executives don't know what the heck they're doing.
There would be some who would say you have a vested interest in trying to get this information, that if the SEC, you know, doesn't make this change, it helps you get more information. The more information you have, the easier it is for you to do your evaluations and what have you. And I'm not suggesting that we should say that's self-serving. I would say that, yeah, that still puts you on the side of right here because we want better information. But I got to ask, how does this affect your ability or our ability as investors to to evaluate these companies. I mean, does this mean that we're going to be looking at a lot of small cap companies and potentially seeing them more as if we currently see microcaps and a little more Wild Westy?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not getting an important piece of information. They're saying basically we're going to take away some disclosure that is important.
Going forward, does this ultimately mean that I have to be that much more choosy? I mean, what does it change for me if I'm not doing the analysis that you do, but I'm relying on the analysis that you do?
So, Chuck, what does this rule change mean for investing? Well, it means that you might not be able to avoid blow-ups that you need to avoid because you're not going to have important information. Specifically, Acacia Research Corporation, ticker ACTG, about a year and a half ago when it filed its 10-K, we saw that it was reported some material weakness in internal controls. About a year and a half ago, the stock is down over 40% because they had issues with how they were running their business. And not every time is a material weakness in internal control going to lead to a stock price getting nearly halved, but it might. And that's the point here. Investors deserve to have this kind of information. If an auditor doesn't trust the integrity of a company's internal accounting controls, that means they can't trust the numbers that the company's giving them to produce their financial statements, which means there's a bigger risk than usual that financial statements are incorrect, fraudulent, or will need to be misstated. And we think that's a big deal.
If I'm a small cap or a micro cap investor, does this make things that much more the Wild West? And does it mean that I should maybe consider not putting so much of my assets in that kind of an area?
Here's where what the SEC is doing really gets them into the danger zone or deep water. Their stated reason for making this change is to encourage more IPOs in that range, right? And encouraging more IPOs means more investing in IPOs, when in fact, it's the last thing, Chuck, investors should be doing if we're not going to have this disclosure. It absolutely makes it more dangerous for investors. It absolutely puts the individual, average, self-directed investor who doesn't have access to what insiders have at a bigger disadvantage. The asymmetries of information that the bigger players exploit in order to make big money while individual investors take more risk only gets bigger because they're not going to know an important fact, a potentially very important fact, around the quality of the company they're investing in.
And so what we're really saying is that although you put the SEC in the danger zone, the SEC has put small and microcap stocks in the danger zone for us.
Yeah, and the reason the SEC is in the danger zone is because I think this could have some potentially bad ramifications for the SEC. I think this could lead to potentially class action lawsuits that say, hey, SEC, why did you say they did not to disclose this? Because this company blew up. It had material weakness in internal controls, which is a worthwhile disclosure, and you said they didn't have to provide it, so you put investors at undue risk. But you're right. For now, the danger zone is the average investor who's not going to get the information they need to make an informed decision.
Yeah, we may see, this is one of those cases where, hey, when you're in the danger zone, we always use the aviation sort of Top Gun things. Yep, right now the fight is with the SEC, but you better watch your six and whatever other places you have to watch, because that's where the small and the microcap stocks are being affected, and they're in the danger zone too. David, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. Get more information at newconstructs.com. Check out their blog posts about their danger zone topics and follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, October 8th edition of Money Life. Up next, Jordan Waldrop from the Vice Fund is here for the market call when Money Life continues.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.